CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast on demand for your convenience. Back for another show.
Hello, darling.
Ari's here.
I miss you.
Bit of tension on today's show. I made fun of Ari having days off and she went mental. She got defensive, violent.
Stop. I did not.
You pulled a knife on me and that reminded me. Kitchen injuries. So we started talking about kitchen injuries because it reminded me when she pulled the knife on me.
This is all lies. All lies. Yeah, just, my cheeks hurt because you're baiting me. Oh my God, I'm so excited. I'm so happy to be back. I'm frothed. Like, I'm a full cappuccino. Like, there's no normal milk
there's
in my cup.
There's froth coming out of the ears,
yeah,
the nostrils.
Yeah, everywhere. I'm so excited to be back.
Worried. Got to see.
Why are you worried?
Got to see Chris and Philly, I reckon, because there's froth coming out your nostrils and your ears.
I'm living my best life.
Yeah, but a person shouldn't have froth coming out.
Oh, maybe you're just trying to bring me down. So I'm a Debbie Downer like you. Oh,
yes. Back to earth. Welcome back.
Can't bring me down, players. Haters gonna hate.
All right, here's today's show where I did my best to bring her down, but couldn't do it.
Nah. Unstoppable.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Listen now, anywhere you are, on the iHeartRadio app.
Good morning, Adam.
Good morning, Ari. Good morning, all. Thanks for showing up.
I feel like I want to stand up. I'm so energetic this morning. Like, good morning. I've missed you.
How many have you been up? 12 hours already?
Oh, I got up at 3:20.
Yeah, what's that about?
I'm just so excited. Like, I honestly have missed you so much.
Oh, how sweet of her to lie like that.
Look at your cute little face.
But welcome back. Was it a good time off?
Yeah, I had a fantastic time off.
Sounds like it. You're all refreshed.
I honestly feel like I've had like 12 months off.
Yeah, well, 12 months off will do that.
Yeah.
Refresh you like that?
Yeah. Just, I don't know. I'm ready. I'm roaring. I'm feeling fine. It's like...
My
language has definitely changed since my time off, so there's going to be a lot of pauses so I don't drop a swear word, but... bring it on. Life's good. How have you been?
Yeah, not bad. I think it was last April that we last saw each other, last did the show, wasn't it? We're in April now. So it was
that April?
Yeah, last April. Yes.
What? Even know what... Whatever. It was. Had my bestie's wedding.
Yep.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, I was making a joke because it's April now. Last year, April, we last because you said 12 months. But forget about it, Ari. Let's let's talk about what's coming up on the show here. I'll tell you what.
What is coming up? Because I've got no idea.
It's Taste Test Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll taste test very soon. Well, you've got a fitness thing. You might have to spit it out.
Yeah, I'll have to swish it around and spit it out.
Yeah.
So
you'll be spitting this morning.
Yeah. Don't mind a bit of spinning.
What's the alternative to spitting?
Well, I could swallow, but then I'd be cheating. And I don't know. There's no rules in the 75 Hard Challenge that you can swish and spit. It doesn't say anything about that, but it's four words.
What's the rule about high fructose corn syrup with this fitness challenge?
Well, I saw what we're having.
Did you? Well, you shouldn't be looking.
Well, you put it in the fridge in front of me. That's definitely not in it.
Did you look at what it was properly in detail?
No, I didn't. I just saw that it was...
It was a can.
It was a can of drink. And I was like, that's definitely not allowed. So we're spitting this morning.
Yeah, instead of what?
Swallowing.
Yeah, that's right. Who Dat this morning? We're playing with Kim Kardashian. That's our target today.
Actually?
Yeah.
Yeah. Exciting.
And today in history, it's all coming up before 7. Next, let's do a 5-second rule. Let's see if you can handle it, Ari.
Oh, definitely not. Independent woman, though. Woo!
Yeah, Destiny's CFM morning.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Wake up in the morning.
On 107.7 CFM.
That's Destiny's Child on CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast, 11 past 6. Ari back in the hoosh.
Yeah, what up, players? I'm excited to be with you. I've missed you all so much.
All right, let's see if you really are back, though, mentally with a 5-second rule.
Bring it on.
We've only got 5 seconds to say the words.
That's how it works. We've got 5 seconds to say the words. Simple.
You sure do. Okay. You read your question out first.
Okay, to you. Okay. Yeah. In 5 seconds, Ari, you've only got 5 seconds to say the words, remember?
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Remember that rule.
Yeah, I know the rule. 5 seconds.
In this is related to our talk topic today too. Oh, added clue, name three kitchen utensils, quick.
Spatula, tongs and fork. Oh, I guess that's not really a utensil. Stirring spoon. Does a fork count as, yeah surely?
I was just going to let you go, but yeah.
Well, I didn't want Alex calling up going, that doesn't really count.
Well, Alex will let us know if it's wrong.
Thanks, Alex. Okay, 5 seconds, Adam. Here you go. Are you ready for this?
Yep.
Name three great things in your life.
Oh. That's a lame one.
What do you mean it's lame? You're lame for not knowing three great things in your life. Come on, Adam. Come on. Come on, great
I've run
things.
Out of time now,
nah,
sorry.
Do it anyway. Do it anyway. Come on.
Better say girlfriend, radio. Don't know the third one.
Three great things in your life. What about Daz? You got Daz in your life.
No,
he's pretty great.
He's in the other studio.
Yeah,
that doesn't count.
Still pretty great.
Oh, third one, you. The listener.
Thank you.
No, the listener.
Oh, Devo.
Adam and Ari for breakfast. Stream them now at cfmtaz.com.au.
What are you laughing at?
It is time to...
What are you laughing at? Come on, explain.
It's time to spit or swallow.
Oh, whoa. First day back. First day back and she gets suspended. Oh, my.
Eat it. Eat it. Open up your mouth and feed it. Have some more yogurt. Have some more Spam. It doesn't matter if it's fresh or canned. Just eat it.
Or drink it, in this case. Just drink it.
Can't believe I don't have Ari the rest of the week now due to suspension.
Oi, hey.
Oi.
We're drinking a drink. Get your mind out the gutter, mate.
I know.
All right, let's do it.
And to the person that's going to complain, you're the one that's thought dirty thoughts about
it. You're the one that started it. Let's just put that out there. Hello, darlings. Welcome to Taste Test Tuesday. Adam has a can in front of him. Isn't that the best feeling? It didn't go though,
yeah,
because
I didn't quite crack the thing.
Oh, no, you've ruined the whole day.
No, I cracked it enough to get it out there.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
Speaking of kitchen injuries...
Oh, I do remember reading it now. I'm having flashbacks to seeing it in the fridge.
You know the flavour of the Mountain Dew.
Yeah, I do know the flavour.
See, if you...
Sorry, yeah, you're the one that put it in the fridge in front of me.
Yeah, but you turned the can around because...
No, I didn't turn the can around.
I swear I didn't leave it with
I did not touch it.
So you know what flavour
it is. Okay, pour it into the glass.
You know what flavour it is.
No, just not too much. Oh, is that yours? Okay. Now, I am doing 75 hard. I really hope to God that this isn't cheating, which is why it's going to be disgusting and I am going to tip it back into the cup. Okay, are we doing this? Cheers, are we going to clink?
Are we going to tell what flavour it is? Because you already know, or you're not going to guess the flavour?
Well, I already know it's gingerbread.
You've sort of wrecked the segment.
Sorry.
Should we just fire off the news then?
No, stop it. Okay, so it's gingerbread flavoured Mountain Dew.
Now, looking at it in the glass, it does look like a bit of a ginger beer colour.
It does.
So,
but it's gingerbread, not beer.
Yeah. So you smell it. It smells like gingerbread, not like ginger beer. Don't you think?
Yeah, it does.
See, it makes it clear. It makes it clear here on the can. It says Mountain Dew with a blast of artificial gingerbread flavour.
Yeah,
makes
this
it clear.
Is definitely not
artificial.
Good. Yeah. Okay. All right.
But the Americans know their way around chemicals.
Swish it around. Here we go.
They know how to make things taste like stuff with the chemicals. Do you want me to? I might turn you down. Are you going to spit it out? God.
Yeah. Wish that was on film, Devo.
What are your thoughts on the flavour?
It's just like sitting around my mouth. It just tastes like normal Mountain Dew, to be honest. But maybe that's because... Maybe it's the aftertaste.
It smells more like gingerbread than it tastes like it. Mountain Dew gingerbread snapped, it's called. Snapped.
It's pretty good.
You like
it? It's better than
Did you swallow it?
No, I spat it back in.
I'm going to tell your life coach. What's your life coach's name?
She, Katie Walker.
Katie, she swallowed it.
She's a life coach, but...
What is she?
Yeah, she's just...
What's her title?
Like a mindset coach.
Yeah, a bit flavourless, really.
But she's not coaching me to do 75 hard. That's something I chose to do. Look how gross it looks back in the cup, though.
Oh, yuck. That's your spitted version.
Yummer.
Adam and Ari for breakfast on 101.7 CFM. Call 1-300-655-922.
All right, up next at 1-300-655-922, we are playing Who Dat. Today we're playing with Kim Kardashian.
Ah, Kimmy K.
So you've got three clips. You tell us which of the three clips is Kim Kardashian, and you go into the draw if you're correct for a $150 voucher for a flue clean and wood heater assessment from Jensen's Quality Metalworks.
Perfect going into winter.
Now, at the moment in the newsroom, Martin Agerton's off, so we have filling in Ebony.
Yes, Ebony, the absolute legend herself. Oh, bless her cotton socks.
Ebony's listening to the show. She's doing it from Lonnie for us, filling in for Martin. Thanks for that, and for Alex Jackson and all the other crew.
Yeah, thank you.
And she's called us to say how much she loved the show, didn't she? She had us called us then. Here it is.
Ah, it's Ebony. I hear Ari, you want me to call the studio.
Oh,
Ebony,
my God,
what's up?
Ebs, what up, player?
I hear you're our new biggest fan, is what I've heard around the grapevine.
Yeah, something like that.
Oh, actual bless. And it was Adam that really wanted you to call, by the way.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello. Well, so we've got an endorsement from the newsroom.
Gingerbread flavoured Mountain Dew. Where did you find that?
There's a convenience store here in Devonport that have a lot of weird imported sodas. So it's just
which one? I'm always up. I will check that out.
It's
next
just
time.
Called Devonport Convenience Store, I think. Yeah, huh. You look that up. It'll pop up. There's all kinds of weird cereal. I almost bought Jackaroo cereal, the old snack in the lunchbox, but it was like $15.
Oh, my God, they do that in a cereal?
Yeah, yes, they do.
It actually sounds disgusting, to be honest.
But I'll line that up for a future taste test Tuesday.
Yes.
So I can tease that right here.
Yes.
Anyway, like, hey, girl, hey. Have a phenomenal day.
You guys too. This has been hilarious to listen to.
Oh,
we don't have any double shows up here at the moment, so.
Oah, I get it.
You've got a couple of breakfast people gone, so they're doing it solo. Yeah, it's not the same as an Adam and Ari, is it?
Well, it's not the same as us anyway, if there was two.
Correct. Oh, Ari's correct
to,
about
I
that.
We grew up in Devonport, so I'd always listen. So I've just got to do it for you guys.
Yeah, on the iHeartRadio app, you know, probably streaming.
Yeah, get it.
I've got the good old web tab, but I do have iHeartRadio on my phone.
She got it covered on both ends. Perfect.
Nice, get those web stats up.
Always.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks, Ebony.
No problems. I'm gonna put myself back on the radio.
Yeah.
We'll hear you then.
Yeah.
Have fun.
Hear you very soon. Thanks, Ebony. Bye.
Bye.
I just realised there. Jackaroo.
You made a big mistake.
How come everyone pretended they knew what I was talking about?
Well, I thought that's what it was.
Dunkaroo. Dunkaroo. You know the Dunkaroos you put in the lunchbox. It was cereal of the Dunkaroo. But,
it still sounds disgusting.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Yeah, like, oh, yeah.
And you know how you dip it in stuff?
Stop.
The cereal was designed, I think, to have been pre-dipped. So it was like a Dunkaroo that has already been
dipped.
Had frosting on it and everything.
Oh.
Anyway, up next, Who Dat with Kim Kardashian. The phone number's 1-300-655-922 if you'd like to take part. Thanks, Ebony, by the way, for giving that number a call.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Wake up in the morning.
On 101.7 CFM.
Who dat?
Oh my God, this man is my exact double.
Who dat?
Who dat? Who dat? I can't tell the difference.
Who dat? Well, Adam, it's
Kim Kardashian, obviously.
Kimmy K. Do you think you could kiss? Words, Ariel. Back on radio. Use your words.
Pete Davidson will come after you to try and kiss her. He'll be like, hee hee hee, I'm Pete Davidson. Hee hee hee. I'm going to get you because I'm Pete Davidson.
Stop. Do you think you could pick Kimmy K in an audio lineup of three? If you can, you'll be in the draw to win a $150 voucher for a flue clean and wood heater assessment. Perfect. Going into winter from Jensen's Quality Metalworks.
Time to get it assessed right now.
Like literally right now.
It's going to get pumping very soon, right?
Before it's pumped to the max.
Get that S assessed is what I say. All right. Here's the three clips. Which one's Kimmy K? Here's clip A.
We all lived in the same community and we had a schedule every day and it was fun.
Clip B.
I don't know what the right thing to do is. Like, I haven't dated since before Instagram existed.
Clip C.
You can't drink anything cold. You can't eat anything cold. It's for 12 days.
1-300-655-922. Here we go again. Clip A.
We all lived in the same community, and we had a schedule every day, and it was fun.
Clip B?
I don't know what the right thing to do is. Like, I haven't dated since before Instagram existed.
C.
You can't drink anything cold. You can't eat anything cold. It's for 12 days.
1-300-655-922. Which of those three is Kim Kardashian? Ebony in the newsroom, do you know? You can call. I know you're listening.
She definitely knows.
Yeah, she knows and we know she's listening. Here's Ed Sheeran on CFM Morning.
Morning.
My God, this man is my exact double.
Who dat? Who dat?
Who dat? I can't tell the difference.
Hello, CFM, who we got there? No one.
No one.
No one cares knock, about knock. Kim Kardashian.
Knock, knock, anyone home?
No one cares about Kim, that's why.
Everyone's just relaxed after Easter, school holidays.
The bankmen are off.
They're vibing.
Government workers, they
just
get an extra day.
Just living their best life.
You know Easter Tuesday?
Oh, yeah, actually, yeah, it's Easter Tuesday.
Government workers off.
Yeah.
Bankers, I believe, are off.
That's fine. It's a rollover.
Yeah.
If you think you know Kimmy K, call back tomorrow.
Nah, someone's calling. We don't do this.
What?
Hey, you know how I'm like...
I'm going to take a stab in the dark. I reckon it's Mel, Mysterious Mel. Come on.
All right. Hello, CFM. Is this Mysterious Mel?
Pardon?
Hello, who's this?
Hello.
Ben.
What's the name, sorry?
Jasmine.
All right, I'm going to run these clips for you. You tell us which one is Kim Kardashian, all right? Let's do this. Clip A.
We all lived in the same community, and we had a schedule every day, and it was fun.
Clip B.
I don't know what the right thing to do is. Like, I haven't dated since before Instagram existed.
Clip C.
You can't drink anything cold. You can't eat anything cold. It's for 12 days.
All right, Jazz, which one is Kim Kardashian?
I'm going to go with B.
You're going to go with B?
I don't know what the right thing to do is. Like, I haven't dated since before Instagram existed.
What makes you say B?
I don't know. I'm just thinking with her and Kanye separating and that sort of stuff. I'm not sure if it's B or C, so I just
know
it's B.
Mm. Well, I can tell you C is Kourtney Kardashian, so we'll rule that one out. And I can tell you that B is Kim Kardashian.
Ooh,
you're correct.
Congratulations, Jasmine. You're in the draw to win a $150 voucher for a flu clean and wood heater assessment from Jensen's Quality Metalworks.
Thanks, guys.
Congratulations. Hang there and we'll grab your details.
Today in history, thing that happened.
Thousands of years ago. Wow,
wow, wow. There she is. She's singing along. She is back. You in tomorrow or...?
I stop it, of course.
Got her, though. Didn't I get her? You didn't get her.
Hey, let's look at history.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, got hey. Him.
On this day, which is the 19th of April, in 1930, the very first Looney Tunes Warner Brothers cartoon was released. It was called Sinkin' in the Bathtub. That sounds like Looney Tunes to me, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
On this day in 1984, Advanced Australia Fair was proclaimed as Australia's official national anthem. It was written by Peter McCormick in 1878 on a bus ride home. He must have been feeling particularly Australian on that day.
Yeah.
Do you know the words? Go ahead.
Nah, you go
Rams
ahead.
Do you know the words at all?
You've got the words in front
no,
of you.
No, because I'm going to.
That's cheating.
Because I'm going to talk about the second verse.
Nah, you just go ahead and talk
but
about it.
But do you know
it.
The first verse? Do you know the first verse?
To be
verse?
Honest, probably not, and I don't even want to try because I don't want to offend
you
anyone.
You don't have to sing it. Just say it.
No, I'm okay, thank you.
You're not going to attempt it?
No, I'm okay, thank you. That's, you go for it, Adam.
But I know it. That's not good radio.
No, I don't know it.
Do you know the first line, though? You must know the first line.
Adam, just tell me what it is.
But if you had to start singing it...
Oh, you know when everyone sings and you just, like, look around and just, like, pretend you're singing?
So the first word, you know the first word of Advanced Australia Fair?
Just do whatever you're doing, Adam.
Okay, Australians all let us rejoice. Remember that bit? Australians all let...
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
Does that ring any bells? You know the second line?
That.
For we are one and free. I was going to do this about the second verse, not knowing that you wouldn't know the first verse, because no one knows the second verse.
Oh, I would know it, but I just like, I don't remember the last time I sang it.
All right, let's do it together. Australians, let us rejoice, for we are one and free. Well, I used to think it was young, but apparently it's one in three. We've golden soil. Anyway.
And well for toil.
Goodbye, see ya. Land about in nature. You know it a little bit. Yes, correct all over the place.
But, yeah, you just make it up if you don't know it, though. Just make a word.
Page. Well, anyway. I was just going to point out the fact that people don't know the second verse. But
okay. Well, some people don't know the first, so whatevs.
Well, yeah. I didn't realise that. Yeah, I thought you might know the first verse. But anyway, the second verse is like, beneath our radiant southern cross, we'll toil with hearts and hands to make this commonwealth of ours renowned of all the lands. For those who've come across the seas, we've boundless plains to share. With courage, let us all combine to advance Australia fair. In joyful strains, then let us sing Advance Australia Fair.
I would have never have known that.
Well, I know it off the top of my head right there. See?
You bring it off the paper, you cheat.
It was on the same day, on this day in 1984, that green and gold were also announced as being Australia's official national colours. Some people think the gold looks like canary yellow, though, but...
Canary yellow? It's Australian gold, my friend, and don't you f***ing forget it. Canary yellow, indeed.
And... And on this day, 1987, the first ever Simpsons cartoon premiered as a short feature on the Tracy Ullman Show. Here's a clip.
Well, good night, son.
Dad?
Yeah?
What is the mind? Is it just a system of impulses, or is it something tangible?
Relax. What is mind? No matter. What is matter? Never mind.
Thanks, Dad.
There you go. Groundbreaking television. And that's history.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Listen now at home on the iHeartRadio app.
Good morning, Adam.
Good morning, Ari. Good morning, all. Ari has showed up today. You coming in tomorrow?
Yes, stop it. No, I'm lying when I do that one. Stop it. I had annual leave.
Ruffling her feathers a little bit.
Okay, whatever. I'm feeling fine, though.
I ran into a keen listener over the weekend, and they were like...
Oh, my God, did you actually?
They were like, is Ari back next week? I was like, yeah. And they were like, gee, she has a lot of time off.
Oh, stop it.
That's the listener.
Stop it. I know, bless. This year I have had quite a few days off. Obviously, a lot has happened. But, yeah, I am back. I have more leave later in the year, but not in the next couple months.
Yeah.
You're going away next week, though.
Yeah.
That's just me.
Yeah, 4 days.
Ooh. What are we going to do then? Who knows?
Make sure you tune in to hear that. All right. Tech Talk Tuesday as well.
Oh my God, so excited.
Today, before 9 o'clock, we'll talk to Richard Pascoe, the Adelaide tech guy. Google has released an app to help people switch from iPhone to Android. The AEC, the Australian Electoral Commission, is alarmed at dangerous voter fraud claims spreading before the Australian election. We'll get to the bottom of that with Richard. And what's the easiest way to download YouTube videos to watch offline? He'll help us out with that. This hour, though, coming up, I'm going to eat ice cream. Is that right?
You are. I've got it out the freezer ready for you.
Extended taste test Tuesday
again,
today, Chris.
I will not be having ice cream, especially not ice cream. That could be very dangerous.
Not dedicated.
Actually, get off your high horse, mate. Come back to the peasants, please. Anyway, humble yourself.
Word Sanger coming up?
Yeah, that is coming up.
It's a chance to go into the draw for $50 to spend at Niche Plants Shearwater. Dog news. I've got a good one today.
I'm excited.
And next up, we'll talk about kitchen injuries. So we're asking on the Facebook page today at CFM Tasmania, what's your worst kitchen injury? We'll get to them next. You've got one?
I have got one.
Have you all got one? Yeah, well, we've all been there. Still got the scar on my knuckle from McDonald's.
Don't be stealing my sunshine, mate.
Working hard. Yeah, he's letting steal my sunshine. 7:09, CFM.
Adam and Ari for breakfast. Stream them now at cfmtas.com.au.
Today we're talking all things kitchen injuries. We're asking on our Facebook page at CFM Tasmania, what's your worst kitchen injury? You ever nick your fingers? You ever have a bit of a burn? What about you?
The burns, they're painful.
Yeah.
So when I used to work at Zambrero, when someone was cleaning and they moved the tortilla press slightly and didn't put it back in the exact spot it was in, because I worked so many hours and was there all the time. If it was even out the slightest, I used to burn myself.
It wasn't like, in the right position.
Yeah, because like you just automatically go to like grab the tortilla, pop it in, shut it, and while you're doing that, you're doing something else with the other hand.
Oh, so you're not really
paying. So you're not really paying attention to get as many burritos done as possible, so you're quick as possible.
So you just automatically knew where it was, but it was in the wrong spot.
But
and
if
so you
it
burned.
Was in the wrong spot, like after someone was cleaning, it was like, just put it back.
I've got a scar on my knuckle. Can you see this scar?
What's that from?
That's from McDonald's on the grill.
Oh, Mackie.
Accidentally, put the knuckle down on the grill, but then you've got to wear the glove with your soggy hand in it for another
it
2 hours over the top of the hot grill, so you've already got a burn, but then you're over the hot grill on top of a burn that you've already got, so that's
burns sting, don't they? What would you prefer, a burn or a cut? Like those really
sore burns
ones.
Hurt more because I've cut myself with knives and stuff. I've been too lazy to use a cutting board, so I've chopped towards the hand. You cut the muffin or something, and chop towards the hand, and then it goes straight through the hand, and there's blood everywhere. You don't even feel it though.
No,
it's just irritating because blood goes all over the food.
Or like every time you open and close your hand or something, it like opens back up and it doesn't heal.
Yeah, and I never remember to buy Band-Aids either. Never have a Band-Aid, so I've got to like just pop toilet paper on there and hold it against it for an hour because it won't stop.
Note to self, get Adam some Band-Aids.
Britt on the Facebook page at CFM Tasmania has said she was working in a fish and chip takeaway shop in New South Wales doing something she'd done a million times before. She dropped the bowl of oil into the deep fryer. Instant reaction was to just grab it quickly. And let's just say my poor thumb and two of my fingers didn't like the 200-degree heat. Suze, opening a can and slicing my thumb open instead. Doctor visit and 5 stitches. Those cans, they are very sharp, the edges of those cans, aren't they? And that's another one where it just like pours out of the cut, just doesn't stop.
Oh my God. They're just getting worse, Adam. Opening a bag of cheese to make nachos, yum. Couldn't open the packet, childproof. Used a knife, sliced the end of 2 fingers.
Oof.
Oh.
No one thinks when they got a bag of cheese, opening this might slice my fingers off. This might be dangerous to get this open.
Mm.
You don't think, you're in a rush, you're like, why do they make it so hard to get into?
I'm hungry, I just want those
And then you
nachos.
Go quickly slice, you slice with anger because you're angry at the
and
packet.
And then there's like blood everywhere and then like, the poor cheese, it's gone,
it's red,
ruined.
Red cheese now. But keep them coming in at CFM Tasmania. Call us 1300 655 922 and stay with us for dog news. It's coming up.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
It's fine. It's fine with me.
Once again, we're not on the same page, Adam.
Call 1300 655 922.
Today we're speaking about kitchen injuries. What's your worst kitchen injury? At 1300 655 922. Clint has one for us.
Mine was not even food related. I got a couple of things. This was probably about 2 months ago. Got a couple of things done in the kitchen. Went to walk out of the kitchen and next thing just kicked the edge of the kitchen bench.
Oh.
Looked down at my toenail, was back on the flat of my foot. Blood was just coming out, so I just ripped my whole toenail off.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God, that sounds so painful.
I looked at it and just went, I'd never done it before. So I rang the old man up and said, need some advice. He said, what's up? I said, I've done myself a bit of a mission. He goes, what have you done? I said, I've done this and this and this. He's like, okay, just if you can rip it off, rip it off. I said, I can't. He said, just pin it down with a Band-Aid, put some bath on it, should be right.
Yeah.
So, yeah, just pinned it down and it fell off probably about a week later.
Right.
Oh, yuck.
And did you didn't feel it at first? You had to look down to realise what you'd done?
Yep, because I just thought, well, just kick the bench, you'll be right. Look down and just went, oh, cool.
Yeah.
And then just realised what I'd done.
Did it hurt eventually?
Probably about 2 hours later.
Yeah, it took a bit. God, that happens a lot. You're walking through your house with the benches, couches, tables. They're all in the same spot they are always in, but for some reason, one day you just kick it.
And it's always the day that you're a little bit already revved up.
Yes.
And then you're like, damn!
Were you in a mood at the time, Clint?
No, mate, I was just cruising. I got a few things done in the kitchen and would just cruise along and...
Yeah.
Yeah, it just went bang.
So it ruined an otherwise good day.
I'd walk out of the garden shed and... had the thongs on and I clipped the edge of the sting on the other one and sliced my toe, completely half my toe off on the other foot. So.
Oh, Clint, look after your toes.
Watch where your feet go,
Clint,
mate.
Clint, we want you to look after your toes, please, for us.
They're having a go. I think I need to stick to socks and slides.
Yeah. Yeah, or just like full covered like steel caps
in the house at all times, Clint, for you, I think.
I actually bought some Crocs last night. I'm getting on the Croc train. So.
Get out! Make sure they don't slip off.
Full protection
from the corner of the Crocs.
go, Clint. That is the best. Well, let us know how your Crocs go anyway.
Yeah.
All right. No worries, guys.
Cheers, mate. Thanks, you have a great day.
Okay, you too.
Appreciate it. Bye. All right, Ari, recently there was the Sydney Royal Show, and I know someone on our Facebook page last week mentioned that they were taking their dog up there as well. A lot of people got their dogs involved.
Yeah.
It's a big dog event around the country, this Sydney show. But this fella, Murray Wilkinson, he's developed his own language of whistles to control his working dogs, and it's been put on display at the Sydney Royal Easter Show. So inspired by a working dog demonstration he watched at the show as a kid, Mr. Wilkinson was determined to learn the art of dog whistling. Now, Mr. Wilkinson has his own performance at the event, which draws crowds of up to 200 people at a time.
Yeah.
He said, I've been working some cattle out in the main area and a few sheep as well. It just gives a little insight as to what we do day-to-day on the farm. Perhaps the most fascinating part of his performance is this ability to control his dogs, different dogs with different whistles, and to give them different commands with different whistles as well.
That is so cool.
So depending on the whistle, that depends on which dog he's talking to and also what he's telling that dog to do. Got a clip. Want the clip?
Oh my God, please.
So in the video of this clip, different dogs are moving and they're doing different things as he whistles with his different whistles.
That's pure talent.
Yeah.
Pure talent.
And talent from the dogs too. Good dogs.
Yeah.
There you go. He says it's a process to teach them the unique commands. We try and have all basic manners at a young age, like sitting and waiting for me to go first through a gate or something like that. And then we introduce them to stock, and it's all just word association. So when they're doing an action, we'll put a word to it, and we'll just continually do that over and over and over and over until it becomes second nature. I always say that training is just habits formed through repetition. So keep repeating. You can teach your dog anything.
I love that so much.
All's well that ends
so
well, isn't it?
Yeah, and so entertaining to watch too.
Yes, a lot of people apparently flocked to see his show, and it's been in the regular news. I've seen it on the TV and everything this morning. So
they're still in your dog news ads.
I know. They've been listening to the show, obviously, just like that Ebony.
No, I just want a dog. I just want a dog.
All right, that's dog news, and Ebony is next with proper news. So.
Yeah, go Epps. You got a girl.
Friend of the show.
I just want a dog. I just want a dog, dog, and I want my dog to be in films.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Wake up in the morning.
On 101.7 CFM.
We have Jamie on at 1300 655 922, wants to tell us about a cancelled event.
So it was meant to be for the Tasmanian Devils football program, Gala Series squad training.
Yep.
And that was meant to be for all 13s, 14s and 15s boys and girls that were in those squads. Training was meant to be at Dial Park in Penguin.
Mm.
But due to the weather conditions, we've had to cancel that.
Yep.
Yeah.
No
and
worries.
And the training at this stage, we'll be aiming to reschedule for Thursday or Friday. And I'll be able to confirm that through our social media pages throughout the course of today.
Yep. Awesome. Thanks for letting us know, Jamie.
Really appreciate your help. Thank you.
Cheers.
Thanks, Jamie. Bye.
Word Sanger.
Something.
It is. Hello, Adam. Hello, microphones on. It is time to play Word Sanger. Okay, Theo, the word machine, will give you two words. If you think you know the word that goes in the middle of the Sanger, give us a buzz on 1300 655 922. If you get it right, you will be in the draw to win a $50 voucher to spend at the brand new Niche Plants in Shearwater. It's open 7 days.
All right, our word machine, Theo, with his little bow tie, has our
cute
words. Theo, what we got?
Your words for today are thin and tight.
Thin and tight are our words. Don't make any comments, please, Ari. Thin
and I didn't even make a comment.
Thin something, something tight, Ari.
I didn't even say anything.
You were thinking.
You are baiting me.
You were thinking it. That's my problem.
You were baited.
I don't like the
You're
thoughts.
You're baiting yourself now.
Don't like the thoughts you're
thin
having over there.
Thin and tight.
What's the middle thin word? What's the middle word, though?
Something tight.
What's the something, Ari?
Well, I'm not going to tell you, am I, Adam?
Thin something.
I think you've missed me. I think you have missed me.
Thin something, something tight. What we want is the something from you at 1300 655 922. Thin something, something tight. I've forgotten it now.
You have not. You got to written on your piece of paper, mate.
Sorry, I forgot it. What is it again, Ari?
No,
say.
No, stop dating me.
Thin something, something tight at 1-300-655-922. Give it to us.
Let's get the party started.
Yeah, give it to us.
Word Sanger.
Something.
Michelle from Ulverston is on to play Word Sanger. Just before we do, Michelle, have you ever injured yourself in the kitchen? Got any kitchen injuries?
Oh, only one where one Christmas, this is a long time ago, I was cutting up some potatoes and everything ready for Christmas lunch. And I sort of looked down, I thought, oh, wow, there's, it's red. Why is it red? And I'd actually sliced a little bit of my finger off.
Oh, Michelle. Dangerous. The kitchen is a dangerous place.
I didn't even know. You couldn't feel it. Just looked down and then saw it.
Couldn't feel it because, I mean, I was in the water, you know, like just peeling the potatoes.
Yeah.
And, I didn't feel it. And then I just sort of like looked down and went, oh, wow. And because I don't like the sight of my own blood.
Oh, yeah.
I sort of fainted.
Oh, no, really?
A double whammy.
Yeah. Oh, damn, Michelle.
Merry Christmas to you.
Yeah. All right.
It was.
All right, Michelle. Theo will give you the words and you tell us the middle word, okay?
No worries.
Let's play.
Your words for today are thin and tight.
What's the middle word, Michelle?
Would that be skin?
Is it? I actually did forget. It's not.
No.
Sorry, Michelle. That's
it's
a good
not,
one, though.
It's that, not that skin. That one Sorry, works. Michelle.
Thanks.
Okay, bye.
Look after your finger.
I will.
Thanks, bye. Jana from Ulverston. Theo will give you the words and you give us that middle word. Here we go.
Your words for today are thin and tight.
Are you guessing skin?
Yes.
It's not skin.
No, it's not skin, sorry.
Thanks anyway, bye.
Thank you, Jana.
Bye.
All right, we might roll it over to tomorrow and in that time I'll check what it is again. I forgot what
I know what it is. I'll tell you.
Thank
and
you.
Not the coast.
Yeah, cheers for that. Yeah, tell me off air, please. What is it?
Stop it!
Adam and Ari for breakfast. Stream them now at cfmtaz.com.au.
Taste Test Tuesday has been extended. So I've got some ice cream here to try. This is part of Trail Graze. So this is happening this weekend on the Northwest Coast, 23rd and 24th of April. It's going to see over 20 local producers here on the Northwest Coast open their doors to guests for a weekend of workshops, live tunes, plenty more. You can also win a VIP pass. Now, this pass gives you $50 to spend at each of the 22 Trail Graze producers. That's to the value of $1,100, this VIP pass. All you got to do is like and comment on the Facebook post. That closes today at 3:30, so give it a like and a comment if you'd like that VIP pass. Something to do this weekend, isn't it?
It sure is.
What I've got here is some iced cream.
Oh, okay. I obviously cannot have it. Lactose intolerant.
You could spit. Oh. There's some in the bowl if you want to spit. Put it in, taste and spit.
Oh, okay. Is this why you put it in a bowl? No, I don't even have a spoon.
Yeah.
But I'm still lactose intolerant.
Yeah, but just spit.
Okay, I'll spit it all
now
back in the bowl.
Now, we would say what it is. This is Van Diemen's Land Creamery ice cream.
Oh, one of my favourite ice creams, by the way. Like, I know I'm lactose intolerant, but I mean, like, how lactose intolerant aren't you? Who knows? You got to risk it sometimes.
And they're located in Deloraine, and they're part of the Trail Graze.
So delicious, honestly. And you can get their ice cream from lots of local vendors as well. Oh, also, if you haven't been there recently, they've actually done a bit of an upgrade. Oh, it looks amazing.
What? They built stuff?
They did some renos.
Oh,
I hadn't been there in a little while. And then when my mum and my cousin came down, I took them everywhere, you know, did all the touristy things. And it's all been renovated. It looks amazing. They've got a little stage area for some tunes and just like, just like summer vibes.
They're located in Deloraine, if you're looking for them.
All right, I'm going to slurp it. Oh, the flavour.
That's
yes,
what
please.
I think I already said they're in Deloraine. I'm looking for the flavour. It's pepper berry and leatherwood honey. I knew all I was looking at the lid for a reason.
Says Deloraine on there.
Pepper berry and leatherwood honey flavoured ice cream.
Here we go, taste testing.
We've left it out for a bit to soften it too, which
it's
love.
Well, yeah, it's quite
I don't
soft.
Like ice cream straight out the freeze. It's too hard.
Too hard?
So but this has been softened a little bit. We left
soft.
It out.
Very, very soft. Okay.
You going to spit it? I don't know if you need to do it into the mic. That's good, isn't it? Oh, she's spitting it. She's spitting it live on air. Can you believe it?
Yeah. Oh.
That's an interesting flavour, isn't it? Pepper berry. Who would have thought
that's
it
delicious.
Works?
Let's just hope no one eats that ice cream out of the bowl. That is so yummy.
Yeah, pepper berry. Who would have ever thought put it in an ice cream?
Yeah,
I'll tell you who. Van Diemen's Laird Creamery. Mm. That's who, Ari.
Yeah. Delicious. Yum. Oh, they also do have really good sorbet as well, by the way.
Do they?
Their blood orange sorbet. Oh, so good. One of my favourites.
Hey, I'd recommend that. Try out the pepper berry. Something different, something interesting. Yeah. Pepper berry and leatherwood honey. Ice cream, who would have ever thought?
Yum.
Yum.
Ice cream for breakfast, yes, please.
Yeah.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Listen now at work on the iHeartRadio app.
Good morning, Adam.
Good morning, Ari. Good morning, all. Welcome to Tuesday. Welcome to another short week. Loving that for us. Loving that for the coast.
Love that for us.
Coming up before 9 o'clock, we're catching up with Richard Pascoe, the Adelaide tech guy. We do it every Tuesday. He's going to tell us about Google. They've made it easier to swap from iPhone to Android. Also, the AEC, alarmed at dangerous voter fraud claims. And what's the easiest way to download YouTube videos to watch offline? He'll tell us about that. Chorus Kings, Colin Sings, Your Chance to Win is coming up.
Oh, my God, I can't wait.
Birthday. Book, get the entries in now, cfmtaz.com.au. And up next, I've got some seal news, if you'll indulge me. Something different, seal
That's
news.
So weird.
That's next.
You're so weird, but I love it.
Do you feel like while you've been off, you've been locked out of heaven, Ari?
A little bit.
A little bit?
A little bit.
Bruno feels the same way.
Yeah.
Here he is.
Adam and Ari for breakfast on 101.7 CFM. Call 1-300-655-922.
That's a craze on CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. 8:15. I've got a very special segment right now, like a one-off. It's called Seal News. All right, Ari, this is a seal news story out of the UK.
Is it actually of an animal?
Yeah, the seal.
Okay, yeah.
The thing that's like between a fish and a dog.
Yeah.
The seal.
Yep, okay.
So it's a bit like dog news.
A seal.
It's like dog news, basically, because it's between a fish and a dog,
okay.
A seal. So
it's a fishy dog.
A fishy dog. Well, the story is a fishy dog has had to go to rehab for the second time, this fishy dog.
For the second time?
In the UK, yep. The seal's name is Spearmint. From Cornwall in the UK, had to go to rehab for the second time because she's addicted to human beings.
What?
Yeah, the seal in question, Spearmint, has got the habit of being really very friendly with humans near where she lives, a place called Devon's Plymouth Sound. Or Plymouth, might be. Plymouth Sound. She's been taken away to a treatment program that aims to get her fit and healthy to be released back into the wild.
And it's the second time she's had to go because she loves humans.
That's right. Spearmint.
Spearmint player.
That's all very wholesome and cute, but it's not good for a wild animal to become too dependent or friendly with humans. So the plan is to release Spearmint after her treatment program into the wild in the remote north of Scotland.
Mm.
So she's going from England to Scotland. No more Cornwall for her.
No.
Scotland.
So she's gone to hang out with trained humans instead of just your average Joe walking down.
For a little bit, and then she's getting released into the wild again. But after she's
kicked
her habit, you reckon?
Yeah, for sure. She'll be like, oh, I don't know about this place.
You don't
I'm going to go back to Cornwall.
You don't think you don't think she'll kick her habit?
No.
Well, they reckon she'll be less likely to be tempted once again by the pull of human interaction there. But, yeah, it's the second time Spearmint has been taken into rehab, with the first because of human disturbance. So
I guess third time is the charm.
Is that what they say?
But I reckon she's going to go back.
You reckon?
Yep.
Once an addict to humans, always an addict?
Yeah.
That's what you're saying?
To humans?
Yeah.
For being a fishy dog?
I think she can do it. Spearmint can do it this time, all right? She's going to do it. She's going to kick that habit.
Okay.
All right.
Cute.
All right, next up, we're doing our birthday book, so get those entries in at cfmtaz.com.au. And that was Seal News.
Baby, and Ari for breakfast.
Wake up in the morning
on 107.7 CFM.
Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me.
Birthday shout-out time. These have been submitted through the website cfmtaz.com.au and they're all in the draw to win $50 to spend at peppermint parties in East Devonport, marquees, photo booths and lots more. Who we got?
A huge happy birthday to Asta Penton from Squeaking Point. Happy ninth birthday, sweetheart. Hope your day is as lovely as you are. We love you heaps, Nanny Relly, your aunties, uncles and cousins.
They love us out there in Squeaking Point.
Oh, I love you too in Squeaking Point.
Yeah. Got heaps of listeners out there. We've got Nicole.
Yeah, bless. Give us a call, Nicole. 1-300-655-9922.
Warren Fisher from Forth as well. Happy birthday, Grandpa. Love from all the grandkids.
Also, lots of loyal listeners out in Forth too. Mysterious Mal, haven't heard from you today. I'm a little bit disappointed.
She in Forth?
Yeah, pretty sure she's in Forth.
Have you doxed her?
No.
You doxed her?
Nah.
She's been doxed.
Nah, anyway, happy birthday, Warren.
Consider yourself doxed, Mel. CFMTAS.com.au to get those birthday entries in. Toxic Pony. Altigo, what he's done is he's mixed Spears and Ginuwine together to create Toxic Pony.
Thank
and here
you.
It is on CFM.
Turn it up, Adam.
Good morning, 23 past 8. Sing it to the
chorus.
La la
la. Chorus Kings.
Sing it.
Oh, we want you to sing it so loud. All you need to do is pretty much finish the chorus. So we'll play a line of the chorus, then you sing the next line. If you think you know the words, give us a buzz. 1-300-655-922. If you get those words right, or you're just amazing and there's so much energy and the vibe is high, we'll give it to you anyway. You'll be in the draw to win a $50 Leading Edge Electronics voucher, hopefully to go towards a microphone.
Yeah, well, hopefully. You choose what you want to spend it on.
You can choose, but like a microphone.
You're leading. I think you're leading the witness.
Yeah, whatever. They are local though, just like us.
That's right. All right, here's the line. The number is 1-300-655-922.
Now you can be a better man for your brand new girl.
Next bit, please. Next bit, please. At 1-300-655-922. Gugging.
Now you can be a better man for your brand new girl.
Oh. Take it, Ari. What's next, Ari?
No.
Say it.
Stop baiting
Say
me.
It.
Stop baiting me, Adam.
Say it now.
Stop it. Sing it. 1-300-655-922.
One
please.
More.
Now you can be a better man for your brand new girl.
Next bit. 1-300-655-922 with the next bit.
Sing it to the chorus.
La la la.
Chorus Kings.
Sing it.
How you doing, Maybelle?
The Chorus Kings.
Chorus Kings. Well, you're in luck because we're playing it right now. Are you a fan of Olivia Rodrigo, Maybelle?
Yeah.
You love her?
Yeah.
I recently watched. She has a new documentary on Disney Plus. It's quite good. Goes into the writing of the album, and she performs some of the album, the Sour album that this song's off. All right, Maybelle, are you ready to do some singing?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to play the line, and you take it from there, okay?
Yeah.
All right, let's do this.
Now you can be a better man for your brand new girl.
Go, Maybelle!
Go, Maybelle, please.
Good for you. You look happy as hell.
Are you going to accept it, Ari? You're the judge.
I will accept it.
Let's check the
You've
tape.
You've done well.
You look happy and healthy.
Now, when this song first came out, Ari thought that the lyric was, you look happy as hell as well. But
yeah.
It's happy and healthy, but we're going to accept it, Maybelle, because we love you.
She ran off.
Oh, did
she? She gone.
Hey, Ari.
Yeah, hey, Maybelle.
What was the old song name last year?
Oh, Song Snag?
Yeah. At the start of the year, you played Good For You, and I guess it's correct.
Oh, go, Maybelle.
Maybelle. Yeah.
You love, go, Maybelle.
You love a bit of Rodrigo.
Yeah. Go, right. Girl. Get it, girl.
Maybelle, you're in the draw for $50 to spend at Leading Edge Electronics. We'll let you know Friday if you've been drawn.
Thank you.
So thank you.
Thank you, Adam. Thank you, Maybelle.
More than welcome, Maybelle. Bye.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Fine. It's fine with me.
Once again, we're not on the same page, Adam.
Call 1-300-655-922.
It's Tuesday, so we best talk tech on a Tuesday.
Talking tech with Richard Pasco, the Adelaide Tech Guy.
He's with us once again on a Tuesday. It's the Adelaide Tech Guy, Richard Pasco. Richard, hope you had a good Easter. How was it?
Yeah, just slowly recovering at the moment, so yes.
Aren't we all?
I mean, I'm feeling good. I'm not in recovery at all.
Well, good for some. All right, Richard, so Google have made it easier to swap from an iPhone to an Android. Is that right?
Yeah, they have. They've finally come to the rescue after all these years. They released a new app called for iOS called Switch to Android. So Apple have had for a long time moved to iOS. So this move to iOS has been around since 2015, but on April 14th, Google finally offered its own alternative with Switch to Android, which enables users to migrate all their data from an iPhone onto an Android phone if you want to. So I think it's a really good thing. So the Switch to Android app will transfer your data, which includes your photos, your videos, your contacts, your calendars, to the target Android device, all done wirelessly, so you don't have to plug any cables in. So, you know, a really good thing. They've also got some tips in there, and, you know, it does things like it turns off iMessage, which can cause problems when receiving messages on Android if not properly disabled. It will also make a request to copy photos and video from iCloud to transfer to the Android device. Really good idea for them to do this because, you know what, if you want to switch from an iPhone to Android or Android to iPhone, it should be a lot easier than it currently is.
Mm. Yeah, exactly. And that makes it so handy and quick to do. Now, there's a bit of alarms of fraud claims spreading before the Australian election. We don't like fraud and we don't like being scammed either. What is going on?
Yeah, we don't like this at all. So the AEC, the Australian Electoral Commission, and Facebook have voiced alarm. There's a bit of a campaign there. People, if you're on social media, can you just take it with a grain of salt when people put stuff up there? Because honestly, there's so much nonsense on there, isn't there, guys? Really?
Yeah, there
yeah,
is.
All the time, yeah.
Yep, so I'm not singling anybody out this morning, but candidates from One Nation, the United Australia Party and other micro parties began setting Facebook with advice to supporters, claims about ballots being erased, amended or hidden. And some Facebook posts, and I saw one on the weekend, actually say what you need to do is sign a stat deck about your vote, take a photo of it, and take it along to the polling booth. Can I just let you know right now, if you take a stat deck to the polling booth, you will like the biggest goose of all time. Yeah. I'll say, just put it in the bin over there because we don't take stat decks. So, you know, seriously, people, get a grip. Everybody's going to scramble for a vote, but this is absolute nonsense out there. And well done the AEC for trying to spread the message.
Mm. Yeah, that's awesome.
And what is the easiest way to download a YouTube video to watch it offline?
The easiest way, because I get this question all the time, people go, there's got to be a little side way to go along and do it, things like that. You know what, people, put your hand in your pocket. $14.99 for YouTube Premium. Honestly, the best way to do it, you get all access to YouTube Music as well. No ads on videos at all. Download whatever you want to do. $14.99 a month is an absolute bargain. There are some dodgy sites out there and some dodgy bits of software you can put on there, which are really good for people in the IT business, because what happens is you infect your computer, then we've got to clean it up for you. So YouTube Premium really is the best way to go along and do it. $14.99 a month. To me, it's an absolute bargain because you can watch anything you want on YouTube.
Yeah, yeah, you can watch anything and don't get ads.
And when you have premium, you can minimise it too while you're doing other stuff on your phone, which you can't do with the free YouTube.
Oh, have you got that's premium ads?
Nah, but I just know that.
But you know things.
I would get it for that reason.
Oh, okay.
All right, thanks so much, Richard. It's Richard Pasco, the Adelaide Tech Guy. You can find him at adelaidetechguy.com.au and talktech.com.au. Talk next week, Richard.
Look forward to it.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Listen now in the car on the iHeartRadio app.
Oh, yes, Tuesday. Welcome to the short week, Ari.
Yes, welcome. I'm happy to be back.
I'm not really into 5-day weeks anymore. I think this will do 4 days.
This will do.
Yeah.
You know what? 4 day weeks every week would be a vibe.
And think of productivity through the roof.
Extra rest.
Or would it do the opposite to productivity? Science. You'd need science to figure it out.
Yeah, we'd need to do it more often to know.
We've got to see. Practice. Only one way to find out. Let's do it. 4 day weeks every week, players. Then we'll know. On today's show, we've been asking for your kitchen injuries at CFM Tasmania on Facebook.
So gruesome, girl.
And we've been taking calls as well. Clint called in earlier with this one.
Went to walk out of the kitchen and next thing just kicked the edge of the kitchen bench.
Oh.
Looked down, my toenail was back on the flat of my foot. Blood was just coming out, so I just ripped my whole toenail off.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. That sounds so painful.
I looked at it and just went, I'd never done it before. So I rang the old man up and said, need some advice. He said, what's up? I said, I've done myself a bit of a mischief. He goes, what have you done? I said, I've done this and this and this. He's like, okay, just if you can rip it off, rip it off. I said, I can't. He said, just pin it down with a Band-Aid, put some bath on it, should be right.
Yeah.
So, yeah, just pinned it down and it fell off probably about a week later.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
And did you didn't feel it at first. You had to look down to realise what you'd done?
Yep, because I just thought, I'll just kick the bench, you'll be right. Look down and just went, oh, cool.
Yeah. And Michelle called in. She didn't hear it, feel it. She hear it. She didn't feel it at first either.
One Christmas, this is a long time ago, I was cutting up some potatoes and everything ready for Christmas lunch.
Mm.
And I sort of looked down. I thought, oh, wow, it's red. Why is it red? And I'd actually sliced a little bit of my finger off.
Oh, Michelle. Dangerous. The kitchen is a dangerous place.
I didn't even know. You couldn't feel it. Just looked down and then saw it.
Couldn't feel it because, I mean, I was in the water, you know, like just peeling the potatoes.
Mm. Yeah.
And, I didn't feel it. And then I just sort of, like, looked down and went, oh, wow. And because I don't like the sight of my own blood.
Oh, yeah.
I sort of fainted.
Oh, no, really? Fainted as well. Added a faint to the mix, Ari.
Oh, so gruesome.
Keep them coming in at CFM Tasmania on Facebook. And he's written on Facebook, stuck my hand in the junk drawer and there was a big pair of barbecue tongs in there, the ones with the wooden handle. My ring finger went in the middle of the tongs where the spring is and my first reaction was to quickly pull my hand out, rip the skin off both sides of my finger, needed 3 stitches on each side. Oh.
Oh, my God, it sounds so painful.
You've accidentally put your hand in a drawer, you don't know where it's going, and something sticks, like, behind your nail.
So painful.
Right under the nail.
Oh, and there's, like, nothing you can do.
No,
there is nothing
too late.
You can do to fix it, hey.
Apart from turn back time.
Adam and Ari for breakfast. Stream them now at cfmtaz.com.au.
Ari has returned today. You back tomorrow?
I'm back tomorrow. Stop baiting me with that, by the way. I had some time off. I've had quite a few days off.
That's her sore spot. We found her sore spot. Don't make fun of her days off. She flips out.
I actually did.
She's been
a
flipping
bit
out.
Offended.
See? Oh, we found her sore spot.
I'm a little bit offended. I'm sorry. I took some time off have this year.
See what I mean? Very defensive.
There's been a lot happening.
Eggshells, tread lightly, gang.
Yeah, we need to call your mum. I've got a bone to pick with her.
Well, why is that?
Wasn't she asking why I had so many days off?
Yeah, but we didn't say that on air.
Yeah, but I asked you afterwards.
Well, I'm saying why is that, so then you'll explain to the listener. That's how radio works.
They'll catch up eventually.
Okay, just easy, everyone. Eggshells. If you see Ari around, don't make any comments about the days off. Just easy. Eggshells.
Stop it.
At all times.
Stop it.
Tread lightly.
I'm back and I'm ready to work very hard.
Yeah, tread lightly.
I'll do double the amount of work in a smaller amount of days.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, sorry.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, you're off next week.
Yeah, I know. Just tread lightly.
Stop.
Takesha's next with your workday hits. Bye.
Bye.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Stop. I can't breathe.
That's the show.
I didn't want to breathe into the microphone.
That's the show. How good was that?
How good was it, though?
Bit of tension. Eggshells.
Why are you saying there's tension? There's no tension.
Tread lightly.
Stop.
Couple of eggshells.
A few dance moves off air. From me, none from you. A little bit disappointed, to be honest.
I'm just trying to put my energy on the air for the listener.
Yeah, but if you have energy off air,
then I need to conserve it because I've been working hard.
You've been working hard. Yeah, I've been working hard, haven't you? Oh, little Snoopy needs a rest too.
Yeah.
You actually do need a rest though.
Yeah. Yeah, probably.
You can have some days off. You're having some days off next week.
I'll have four off. Yeah,
yeah, how exciting.
Cheers for that. Yeah, I'll take four. Yeah, yeah. I'll take four, cheers.
Yeah, no worries.
I'll have four, thanks.
Yeah, okay, cool. Yeah. You're going to tell your mum you're taking time off? Was she going to give you an S about having time off?
Oh, I don't know. You'll have to ask her.
Yeah, I've got a bone to pick with your mum now. I'm going to get her. I'm going to send her my timesheet.
For her to sign?
Yeah, for her to see. Just see the hours I put in.
Yeah. Well.
Giving me ass about having heaps of days off, mate.
Yeah, tread lightly.
I'm going
lightly.
After your mum now.
Tread lightly, mum, and everyone. Eggshells. That's what I'm saying. I'm trying to get them to tread lightly for you.
Cute. Cute. Thanks, Adam. Thank you so much.
What a show.
Look at you. You're living your best life now. Now you're feeling it.
What a show. Just wait until we do it again tomorrow.
It's going to be amazing.
Until then, bye.
Okay. I guess. See ya.
Onomatopoeia?
What?